Jesus is the King of Heaven, and Jesus also is the righteous judge who holds the keys of death and hell in his hands. And that's why it's so wonderful to be a friend of Jesus Christ. Make sure that you're not the enemy of Jesus. Make sure that you know him as your Savior. Make sure that you're the friend of God's and that God's love is in your heart. The Bible says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of salvation for everyone who believes. And what we need to know is the power of God upon our lives and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Another thing the Bible says is that the message of the cross, the message of the crucifixion of Jesus, is foolishness to those who are perishing. That is, those who are dying in their sins and going to hell. But the message of the cross is the power of God for whoever believes. It is the way to heaven, that God had to provide a sacrifice for our sins, and that's why Jesus came to die on the cross for you. I want to speak about the power of the blood of Jesus. Why the blood of Jesus is the power of salvation, the power of healing, the power to conquer Satan, break curses off people's lives, drive out demons, and also, even at the cross, Jesus has paid the price for us to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit came upon Jesus Christ like a dove, and Jesus himself was anointed with the Holy Spirit. But Jesus has also paid the price for our salvation so that you and I can receive the Holy Spirit, so that our bodies are the temple of God, so that we know the presence and the power of God with us. So I want to encourage your faith. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. He is greater than a prophet. He is the Savior of the world. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, he's the healer who healed the sick. And I believe we have to look to God to even do miracles today. That's why we pray for the sick in Jesus' name. Before I continue, I'm just going to pray. And if you're having a sickness, just look to Jesus as your healer. If you're having curses in your life, look to Jesus as your deliverer to break those curses. If you've never received the Holy Spirit, and if you haven't studied the book of Acts, you see there's the gift of speaking in tongues, and there's other spiritual gifts, the gifts of prophecy, and the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit is poured out, there will be visions, there will be dreams, there will be prophecy. So let's believe once again for a mighty move of God's power in Fiji. Let's believe for God to speak to you. Expect even this week, maybe God will give you a vision or a dream. Jesus Christ speaks to his people. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. He knows who his sheep are. When Jesus Christ returns in his power and his glory to judge the world, he's going to judge all nations, and he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. And that's symbolic, but it means that Jesus Christ is going to separate the righteous from the wicked. Are you a sheep or are you a goat? Well, the Bible says that my sheep listen to my voice. That is what Jesus said. So if you belong to Jesus Christ, you are willing to listen to his voice when he speaks to your heart by the Holy Spirit. So we take Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Also look to Jesus to be your good shepherd, that Jesus will have his hand on your life. He will lead you and he will guide you. He will bless you. He will raise you up to be a powerful servant of God. He will fill you with the Holy Spirit. So let's even just pray right now and just ask the power and the presence of God to move in this place in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you for every person here. Let the Holy Spirit come. Let the presence of God come. Let the glory of Jesus Christ be seen. Lord, we rebuke the devil in Jesus' name that would blind the eyes of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Jesus Christ. But Lord, we ask spiritual eyes to be opened so that people can see by faith into heaven. They can see the throne of God, Jesus standing at the right hand of God the Father to pour out the Holy Spirit. Jesus, you are mighty, you are powerful. Release once again your mighty power in Fiji. Release your healing power. We rebuke sickness in Jesus' name. We break curses of the devil in Jesus' name. Every spirit not of God's, go in Jesus' name. So we just release the presence of the Holy Spirit, the glory of God's, the mighty strength of God's, blessings of God, the hand of God upon people's lives. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. God wants to raise up young men, young women who know how to prophesy because the Holy Spirit is upon them. That's the promise of God. Old men will see visions, young men will dream dreams. On my servants, both men and women, God says, I will pour out my Holy Spirit, and your children will prophesy. God wants to raise up powerful servants of God from your children. So you have to put your faith in Jesus and say, God, make me into a powerful servant for your kingdom. God, I want to be a prophet or an evangelist or an apostle or a pastor or a teacher. You have to know the call of God for your life and say, God, make me. Maybe you can have a favorite person in the Bible. Make me like the Apostle Paul, powerful missionary. Make me like Moses, a miracle worker. But most of all, our eyes are upon Jesus Christ and the power of his blood that he shed upon the cross for you. I want to share with you why the blood of Jesus is so powerful, why the blood of Jesus is so amazing to bring salvation to the world, to cleanse our hearts, to make us clean and pure before God. All of us have sins. I could not die on a cross for you. I have sinful blood. You could not die on a cross for me because you have sinful blood. We've all sinned. But Jesus Christ had a supernatural birth, which we call the virgin birth, so that he was born without sin. He came from heaven. He's born without sin. That's what Christmas we remember. But he is holy, he's righteous, he's pure, he's the truth. Jesus Christ speaks the truth. Jesus is the one to trust. He's the one to put your faith in. He's the one to love. He's the one to look to. Look to Jesus Christ and the power of his holy, righteous blood. Then Jesus began to proclaim the kingdom of God. He drove out the demons. He healed the sick. He released the kingdom of God. And Jesus told his apostles to preach this message. He gave them the title of the message to preach. It is that the kingdom of heaven is near. It's not that God is far away or God's kingdom is far away. The kingdom of heaven is near. And that's why when you take Jesus Christ into your heart, the kingdom of God is within you. When Christ is your king, the kingdom of God is within your heart. But we want to once again stir up the gifts and the callings of God, because the calling of God upon Fiji is mighty. It's a mighty calling of Jesus Christ. But we have to stir up that calling again within your heart. Ask God to stir up your special calling so that you can have the treasures of heaven, so that when you stand before God, God will say, well done, good and faithful servant. Come and enter your master's happiness. Heaven is full of happiness, the joy of salvation. That's why it's so wonderful if you know that your name is written in the book of life in heaven. If you know that you are saved, if you're a child of God, if you know that God is your Father, then you can rejoice and be filled with the joy of salvation. So we have to stir up again, not just being nice Christians, but being the strong, powerful servants of God. We have to see God once again raise up His true prophets in Fiji and preach with power and anointing and believe for Jesus' power to come. Believe for Jesus' power to touch people, the mighty hand of God to be upon people's lives, and you to arise as a mighty man, mighty woman of God. Be strong in prayer, know how to pray, know how to chase the devil out and rebuke the devil when he attacks you. If he brings temptation, rebuke the temptation, rebuke the devil. I've met many backslidden Christians. It's no time to be backslidden. It's time to return to the Lord, and He will return to you. That's what the prophet Zechariah said. The word of the Lord came to him, and it's a word from God. Return to the Lord, and He will return to you. The presence of God will be mighty in your life. The presence of God will be mighty in this nation. The power of Jesus Christ will be in this nation. So we have to say, I'm not just going to be a nice Christian. I'm going to be a powerful servant of God. I'm going to be the friend of God. I'm going to be close to God. I'm going to know the voice of Jesus Christ. I'm going to know God's voice speaking to me. And I'm going to be a sheep and not a goat. I'm going to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. You can know the power of Jesus Christ in your life, and you can have that strength of prayer. There needs to be a fire burning in your heart, like what burns in the heart of the prophet Jeremiah. He said, I'm going to preach because there's a fire burning in my heart. It was the fire of God. So once again, we release the fire of God to burn in our hearts. We have to be zealous for Jesus Christ. It's one thing that He spoke to the churches. In the book of Revelation, there were seven churches. Five of them were backslidden, and He called five of them to repent. Repent and turn to the Lord. Turn away from your sins. Turn away from compromise. Repent and turn to the Lord. And another thing He said was, be zealous for the Lord. Be filled with zeal. Be filled with fire for God. Let your heart burn with the Holy Spirit. Let your heart burn with a love for Jesus Christ. Love for Jesus is the key to heaven. Do you love Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? That's what God is looking for. People who would truly love God wholeheartedly. And I'm glad to say that I love Jesus Christ. When Peter sins, Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus came to him and said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, oh yes. But Jesus asked him again, Peter, do you love me? Do you have a true love for God in your heart? Do you love God wholeheartedly? Or are you half-hearted? And Peter said, Jesus, you know that I love you. But a third time, Jesus asked him the question, Peter, do you love me? And it broke his heart. His heart was no longer hardened. His heart was softened before God. His heart was broken because he knew that he had sinned. He knew that he had denied Jesus in various ways. And this time he truly spoke with a repentant heart. And he said, yes, Jesus, you know that I truly love you. And that is how Peter was restored to become a powerful apostle. In Fiji, there are many backslidden Christians, but Jesus wants to restore them to become powerful servants of God, to become strong in faith, to be strong and close in their walk with Jesus. So when they pray, their prayers reach heaven and touch the heart of God, and their friendship with God grows and increases, and they are strong in their walk with the Lord. But I'm just going to pray again. Even as you're standing here, the Holy Spirit can touch your heart and you can return to the Lord, and the Lord will return to you. You can repent and you can come closer to Jesus once again. So cry out to Him from your heart. Lord, I want to be close to You. I want to be close to You, Lord Jesus. I want my heart to be filled with the love of God. Jesus, I want to know Your calling on my life. Lord, there must be something more that You have for me. God, speak to me. God, reveal to me what You want me to do. Let me have the special call of God for my life. And as you cry out to God, God will reveal to you in a greater way His plans and purposes for your life. Let the powerful servants of God arise. Let the strength of God release revival in Fiji. And that's why we say, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the presence of God, the hand of God upon your life, so that you will know that God is watching you, that the eyes of God are upon you in a powerful way, that God is close to you, and that His love and presence just burns in your heart. You are filled with the love of God. This is what God is looking for. Those who will love Jesus wholeheartedly, who won't be ashamed among their friends if their friends are falling into temptation, but they will say no to the devil. I'm going to stand for righteousness. I'm going to stand for truth. I'm going to stand for God. I'm going to live for Jesus wholeheartedly. And I'm going to proclaim the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of whoever believes. I acknowledge that I need the blood of Jesus, the power of the blood of Jesus to wash away my sins, so that my heart is clean and pure before God, that I am a friend of God, that my heart is right with God, and I rejoice in the Lord. I rejoice in God, my Savior. I rejoice that I know Jesus Christ, that I am a child of God. So I'm wanting to stir up your faith. Let your faith be stirred up to lay hold of God. If anyone needs healing prayer, I'll be happy to pray for you, because I believe that Jesus Christ is the healer. And as we pray for one another, God's hands can come upon people's lives. God can touch people. He is alive. Jesus Christ is alive. He's conquered the devil. He's conquered the grave. He is alive. Jesus Christ is mighty. Jesus Christ is powerful. He is the Lord of all. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. And Jesus Christ is seated in glory. When Jesus appeared to the Apostle John, His feet were glowing like fire, like a bronze in a furnace. His eyes were like fire. The face of Jesus was shining like the sun. The glory of Jesus Christ is mighty and powerful. We need a vision of the glory of Christ, the resurrection power of Christ. And then Jesus Christ will return with the armies of heaven, with all the angels. He is going to come and judge the world. What a great day that will be, but also what a fearful day. And that's why we have to make sure we're ready for the coming of the Lord, that we are serving God, that we are doing what God has called us to do, that we are living for God wholeheartedly. So just let the call of God be stirred up in your life. Let the fire of God burn in your heart, that you will say, yes, God, I will obey You. I will return to You, and You will return to me. That Jesus Christ will be mighty in my life. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you have Jesus Christ in your heart, only then you have the hope of heaven, the heavenly hope. So is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Is Jesus Christ your King? The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God rose Him from the dead, you will be saved. So that's why you have to take Jesus as your Lord and Savior. My Master, And that means you're walking with God every day, not just on a Sunday or a Saturday, but you're saying, Jesus, today you are my Lord, you are my master. I am walking with you today. Today, Jesus, you are my King. I'm going to obey you. I'm going to listen to your voice. I'm going to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be strong in faith. I'm going to overcome the world. I'm going to overcome the devil. I'm going to inherit the treasures of heaven. You can have the treasures of heaven if you are faithful to Jesus Christ. Any nation that walks in faith can have the treasures of heaven, just like the nation of Israel. But so often they backslid. They were backslidden. Do not be a backslidden Christian. If you are backslidden, return to the Lord today. Repent of your sins. Turn away from evil. Turn away from darkness. If you've been speaking lies, repent and speak the truth. If you have stolen something, repent and have a giving heart, not a stealing heart. If you are living in drunkenness, be delivered from the devil's power and be set free. If you are being pulled into adultery, realize that God created marriage to be holy. If you're having marriage problems, cry out to God and say, God, drive the darkness out of my family, out of my life. For God, you created marriage. And God commands the husband to love his wife. And God commands the wife to be submissive to her husband. But it starts with having the love of God in your family. And that's why Jesus Christ came, to turn people away from their sins. Don't call yourself a Christian if you just know that you are living in sin. No, repent. Repent and turn to God. Return to the Lord, and He will return to you. So you should know the mighty hand of Jesus upon your life. You should know God watching you. You should know that your prayers are being answered, that your prayers are being heard. So if you're a backslidden Christian, just pray in your heart, Jesus, I'm giving my life back to you today. Lord, write my name in the book of life in heaven. I want to be saved. I want to be a true child of God, so that on the day of judgment, when Jesus Christ returns, I will be a sheep and not a goat. So you know in your heart if you're not close to Jesus, but just pray to Him. Ask your sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Pray to God. Be close to God. God loves you. God has called you. Make sure that you are close to Him. Receive the love of God. Receive the peace of God. Receive the joy of salvation. Make sure that you are saved. That's our desire. It's God's desire that all would be saved and none would perish. But the devil is deceiving the world. The devil is working in Fiji, but we have to rebuke the devil in Jesus' name and say, power of the Holy Spirit, come forth in Fiji. Revival once again. Fiji called to be close to Jesus, called to be the friends of Jesus Christ. So again, I just claim this Bible promise that I've been speaking about, that God spoke to Israel. Israel that had all the promises of God but were backslidden, but He said, return to me and I will return to you. He also said, I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. So when people fully turn to God wholeheartedly with all their heart, when people fully turn to Jesus Christ, then Jesus arises in His power. He comes and moves mightily. He comes and releases His blessing. And that's what we want. So I just call you, turn to Jesus Christ with all your heart. Turn and love God. Be set free from your sins. Don't hold on to your sins. Let them go and become washed in the blood of Jesus. Washed clean so that your heart is pure. All your past sins can be forgiven. Yes, they can be washed away, but only by the blood of Jesus. Let your heart be pure and clean before God. For blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's why we must have a repentant attitude. Turn away from all your sins and follow the light of God. Now just pray before I hand it over to my good friends. But Lord, thank you for the people listening to this message. Let them be set on fire for Jesus Christ. Let them become powerful servants for God. But most of all, let us be washed clean in the blood of Jesus. Let our hearts be purified by God's love demonstrated on the cross where Jesus died for us. And we lift up Jesus Christ, Christ crucified and risen from the dead, Christ mighty, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Savior of the world. We lift up the glory of Jesus Christ to shine upon us, the mighty hand of God to be upon every person here, for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, the eyes of God watching us, blessing us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.